Life doesn't happen to you. It happens through you, because planted in the soil of your soul is a seed of infinite potential waiting for the right conditions to grow. And the power to activate it is in your control. That's the law of emergence. And this podcast gives you the tools to turn it on like never before. Welcome to Emergence, a revolutionary path for radical life change with Derek Riedel. Welcome to another episode of Ask Derek, where we do shorter trainings based on the most popular questions that you have asked over the weeks, months, years in our groups, in our forums, and in our classes. And as a way to get a quicker hit than some of our longer trainings, and to really create a library of very clear answers to the most important and often the most debilitating issues that block us from really living our full potential, activating our full emergence. And this question is, again, such a common one. Is it ego or guidance talking? Or is it my ego or my spirit talking? And this is a very, very common one that individuals ask when they're trying to decide if they should or shouldn't do something. And I want to just say right off the bat that this is often coming from an unconscious shadow. In other words, there's a core wound here. Usually when an individual chronically asks this question, chronically doubts their own judgment, that's really what it comes down to, is because they got the message early on that their judgment wasn't good. Either it was stupid, wrong, or it caused somebody to get hurt, or at least that was the perception, or it caused them to get hurt, or at least that was the perception. They got punished, they got made fun of, they got made wrong, they were called stupid. So there's often a shadow in there. Now, how do you find out? If you find yourself asking that question, is it my ego or my guidance talking? Ask this question. If I just go for it and take this guidance and take action, what am I afraid will happen? And so you hear things like, you know, I'll fail, or I'll waste my money, or I'll get hurt, whatever the answer is, right? And then you want to ask, and what would I make that mean about me if that happened? And you might hear, you're stupid. I'm stupid, I'm a loser, I'm a failure, I'm incompetent. And then you can ask, and what am I afraid others would think about me? And you can think of your family, your friends, your loved ones, or just whoever else in the public is going to find out. And listen, what are you afraid they're going to think about you? And again, you might hear things like stupid, incompetent. And you want to write that down, and you want to identify what is the shadow, what is the judgment, the label that really strikes you the hardest? And usually when you're asking this question, is this my ego talking or guidance? Is this my ego or my spirit? You're usually going to have a shadow around something like stupid, incompetent, or some variation in that family of shadows. And what it's really about is you don't, as I said, you don't trust your judgment because it's got this shadow. Now, another sign is sometimes you'll see that people with this question, they've either gone one of two ways. They've become excessive achievers or students. So they're always thinking they have to take another course and another course and another course, and they're just always not quite feeling like they're ready. And again, underlying that is the shadow of being stupid, not good enough, not trusting who you are and what you have to offer. Or they'll go the other way. They're hiding out in some way. They're withdrawing in some way. They're procrastinating. And really, chronic students that aren't actually producing anything is a covert and very insidious form of procrastination. So is it my ego or is it guidance talking? Is it my ego or is it my spirit talking? It's often got these shadows underneath it. So if you sense that that's true, and I can pretty much guarantee it is if you're asking that question after all the people I've worked with, then you can go to DerekRydell.com/shadow process and download the free shadow process and start working on it right away. Of course, if you want to go more in depth and master your shadows, you can get the shadow dancing program. But for right now, just that's a really important thing to the deeper work to do around this. But there's some other things you can do right away, even before you deal with the shadow. And that is to look at whatever the thing is, weigh the answers. And as you feel into the answers, feel what it feels like in your body. So feel what the choice is, and does it feel constricting or does it feel expansive? Now, this is a little bit tricky because if it's covered up with a lot of fear and shadows, it can still feel very constricting. So here's what you have to do. You have to ask another question that overrides that pattern in some respects. If I was guaranteed to be successful or be well-received or be brilliant at this, then what would my decision be? So that sort of temporarily can override the shadow and you'll feel a little jump, a little expansion. Or if this was guaranteed to be easy and I was guaranteed to succeed, does this feel good? And suddenly you feel like, yeah. Or you might still feel constriction. Now you want to look a little deeper and you can ask, what am I afraid is going to happen if I do this? And again, you might then still uncover a shadow, or you might actually hear something else and you might now start to get into a values conflict. So you can say, what am I afraid I will lose if I do this? Or if I do this, what am I afraid I'll have to sacrifice? And you might hear something like time, health, family, loved ones. So now you've got a values conflict. And it basically means that, let's say you're going to pursue this particular project or career opportunity. And on one hand, it equals success, it equals money, it equals some very positive values that you value. But now you're discovering that in your mind, the way you've been wired, it also equals lots and lots of work and you no longer having any freedom or space or time or getting burned out or getting sick or losing connection with loved ones. Those are also all values you value. But in your mind, it's gotten wired so that they are in conflict with this other value. So on one hand, you value wealth, success. On the other hand, you value family, freedom. And you've just uncovered a values conflict. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't go for this, but you have to rewire it. And it's beyond the scope to go into the full rewiring now. But the crux of it is you want to begin to create an affirmation that allows you to have both. The more wealthy and successful I become, the more deeply connected I am with my family, and the more rich free time I have for myself. And the more I honor my need for connection and free time, the more inspired and powerfully I go for my dream of wealth and success in this area. That's a really brief example of how you could weave that together. You can obviously go to DerekRydell.com and get other training to support you in mastering values conflicts. But again, what you're really looking for, is it my ego or is it the spirit talking? Is it guidance talking? Is you're sensing into and trying to clear away some of these thresholds of the ego and see if all else was a level playing field, does it feel good to get this outcome, to go for this? And this is important because you know what you want, actually, when you clear away some of this debris. It's right there. It's your burning heart's desire. It's just that it's bumping into the fear and the doubt, and it's going to be too hard. It's technical and take time. And what if I don't, what if it doesn't work? And all of that debris, that quagmire, that's what's making you confused, other than the shadows and things. That's what's making you not be sure. It's not that you're not sure. It's that the sureness is bumping into that thicket of coping mechanisms. I don't want to fail. I don't want to look bad. I don't want to lose my money. I've tried it before and fail. It's all of that quagmire that the truth of your being is getting caught into. So as you just peel it away little bit by little bit, you can start to get right back to the glow of your heart's, that pure heart's desire. I just want to write this book. I just want to launch this program. I just want to help people in this way. I just want to, you know, when you clear away that, but what if it doesn't work? What about this? What about that? It's just right there, this glowing heart of your true emerging impulse. And so take the time to peel away some of that debris, some of that thicket of coping mechanisms. And even the process, therefore, of doing that will not just help you get clear on what decision to make and if this is the right one or the wrong one. But again, as with all emergence work, you will allow more of the real you to emerge. And you will be stronger, more expanded, and clearer on the other side of this process. Now, just a couple other practical criteria is you can certainly look at this particular thing you're trying to decide between, is this ego or guidance talking? Is this your ego or your spirit talking? In some very basic sense, the spirit of you will never guide you to do anything that hurts anyone, that takes anything from anyone, that diminishes or destroys yourself or anyone. So it wouldn't be harmful. It is in some way adding value to you and to others. And if you imagine the outcome in a positive way, there's no toxic byproducts to it. Now, that doesn't mean that it doesn't ruffle people's feathers, that it doesn't cause change, and it might not create disruption, but is the ultimate movement and progress and outcome of it beneficial? You know, there's plenty of guidance of your soul and spirit that's going to rock the boat, that's going to upset, you know, in the current paradigms and structures of your personal or professional life. Sometimes your work will comfort the afflicted, others it will afflict the comfortable. So that in and of itself isn't the determination. It's, is it ultimately beneficial? And again, you want to feel into your heart, feel into your body and see if there's constriction or if there's expansion around it. And then finally, as you'll hear me say often, at the end of the day, you don't really know until you just go for it. And then in hindsight, you begin to look at your decisions and reverse engineer, how did I feel when I made that one? How did I feel that did work out? How did I feel when I made that one that didn't work out? And you start to develop a discernment for what it feels like in you to honor real guidance. And that can't come theoretically. It only comes by going for it and doing your best. And then in hindsight, beginning to discern, okay, that felt, I can kind of remember what that felt like in my body. This felt like this in my body. I remember I had, just before I did that, I had this little clench in my gut and I didn't listen to it. And then sure enough, I ran out of gas or this happened or that happened. Or I remember I had that little impulse and then I didn't honor that. And then sure enough, I should have because I needed that thing or that thing. And you start to just discern what it feels like. And then eventually you, by practicing, you build a habit. And then it becomes more and more natural. And then eventually you don't so much just listen and honor guidance. You become the unfoldment of that guidance. You just become, your life just becomes an unfoldment of guidance, less, more than you having to sit there and parse out, is this my ego? Is this my guidance? You embody the principle of guidance, and more your life just becomes the outpicturing and manifestation of that. I hope this has been helpful. This is another episode of Ask Derek. Until next time, remember to live authentically, love unconditionally, and follow your destiny. Stay inspired. Thank you for listening to the Emergence Podcast. Please visit emergencetraining.com to learn more and get a free training on the law of emergence. Thank you once again, and stay inspired.